people, making music for the people.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
To tremble at the name
Jesus.
You're healed in the name
Jesus.
He's been good to me, Jesus.
Jesus.
I gotta give you glory, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Call his name, Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on, call his name, Jesus.
Jesus.
I love your name, yeah, yeah. Jesus.
Jesus.
I love your name.
Jesus.
You hung on the cross for me, Jesus. For me, Jesus.
Jesus.
You bled and died for me, Jesus.
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 You suffered for me, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I love your name, Jesus.
Jesus.
I love your name, Jesus.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Jesus.
Eternal God, our Father, we're grateful once again for this opportunity and this privilege to stand before your people. It's me again, standing on your promises, trusting in your word. Father, I pray now that you would end, for there can't be any till the preacher comes. Come, Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, with all thine quickening power. Anoint my head to the soles of my feet.
Yes, Lord.
Father, use me for your glory. If I get too high, bring me down. If I get too low, raise me up. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And your people are waiting to hear from you. Move like you move. Deliver like you always deliver, for we stand in need of your presence on today. Somebody came wanting to know who, and Father, I just share today what you've given me to deliver to your people. Once again, we love you, we thank you, we honor you, we adore you, we magnify you. It's in Jesus, Yahshua's name, we do pray and we ask it all. And all of God's children said, amen, amen. Once again, to stand before you this morning, and I honor the pastor once again for this opportunity, and all of you that are here today, I see Lady Mathis in the back, honor you. As he said in my introduction, my wife wasn't able to make the trip with me, and so she was called, all right, I told her I'm a big boy, I know how to travel. I've done this before, you know. One thing I understood about what God called me, and when he called me, sometimes you have to go by yourself. And I'm used to being one to go by myself. Not going to be with you this morning. And it's coming from the theme I'm looking at this morning, 1 Samuel 3, and just speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. In the midst of all the chaos and disasters and trials, God is still speaking. And I wonder what the Spirit this morning might be saying to us. You said speaking to us. Yes, I said speaking to us. That includes me. Because I've come to understand about deliver it to you. God speaks it to me. And one of the things I've come to allow me to minister or speak on something that he hasn't already allowed me to walk through. He wants us to experience the word. You know, I've read the word many times as a young lad. It didn't really register with me the way it does now because I'm actually living some of the scriptures that I've stood on. A word this morning that's coming, young lad, and I'm so amazed, and I'm just honored to see the young people when they, Lord. I'm glad because God is using our young people in this age. Even though they think they should have, they have what God wanted them to have for this time. And I'm excited and amazed how he's using them through various means. He's speaking to them through the Bible, through prayer, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, life circumstances. And the message to live by today is God's guidance and serve him through the actions and set an example as to how we should live before mankind. God has placed the young people in our ministry, and don't underestimate them. I believe the scripture said, don't despise our youth. Don't look down on them. You know, we often look down on them because they don't fit the mold that we. But I want to share with you this morning about a young boy. And when I was reading through the scripture, when God began to speak to Samuel, that Samuel did not even understand what God. Let me just go back and look at this passage of scripture. In the third chapter, it says, then the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation often in that time. But at that time, he decided to a 12-year-old. Let me just give you a little story on this. Samuel, Hannah had prayed because she was barren, and she had prayed and asked the Lord to bless her. Vowed that if you bless me with a son, I will give him back to you. Pray for her because God just might do it. And so God blessed her, and he gave her a son request, and she gave her son back to the Lord. And so Samuel, and he would be a understudy to Eli. Lying in the temple, right, and all of a sudden he heard Samuel step out of a sleep, and he runs to Eli, and he said, yes, sir, you called. He said, no, lad. He said, go lay back down, and it's going to be okay. About that. When we, as young people, serve up under our leaders voice like God when he speaks. If we're honoring and following our leader, and our leader is truly, the sound of our leader's voice even should sound like God. Not only the first time it happened, he runs to Eli and said, yes, sir, did you call? Eli said, young man, no, I didn't, and lay back down. Not only did it happen a third time, but it happened for the fourth. He said, young man, if it happens again, go back and lay down. But when it happens, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Let's look at it. It came to pass. In other words, that means that it happened. While Eli was lying down, and it began to grow so dim that he could not see. And before the lamp of God went out into the tabernacle, and while Samuel was lying down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel. And he ran to Eli and said, here am I, for you have called me. And he said, I did not call. Lie down again. Lie down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. So Samuel arose and went to Eli, call me. And he answered, I did not call, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel know the Lord. Let's park right there for a minute. Samuel temple, but yet still did not know the Lord. It hadn't been matured in his life. He couldn't differentiate between God and what was God. And that's why we need seniors in our lives. That's why we need elders in our lives.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry.